Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks, and I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I appreciate you joining us and beginning your day off with some prayer and looking to God's Word. We've been in this series called Detours, and this past week we looked at Genesis chapters 38 and 39 at the Lewis Center campus, and it's kind of a contrast between how Judah handled temptation and how his brother Joseph handled temptation. Judah seemed to be led by his feelings, and he was led by really his passions. And as things would come into his life, adversity, he didn't really look at truth as much as he just kind of scanned the horizon for whatever felt best. Joseph, kind of as a contrast, goes down into Egypt as a slave, works his way up because he's faithful, into Potiphar's house, where he's the second in command, well, he's actually first in command to the person who is second in command in all of Egypt. Potiphar was kind of the vice president of Egypt in charge of the army at the time, and the scriptures say that he was not worried about anything except what he ate. That's how much Joseph, that's how hard he worked, how much he took off of Potiphar's plate, and that worked great until Potiphar's wife saw Joseph and was attracted to him and tried to pull him into bed, and Joseph ran from her. And we talked about fighting temptation and the contrast that you see. I think it's why the biblical authors laid chapter 38 against chapter 39, because of the obvious contrast. And one of the things that we said that was Joseph can run from Potiphar's wife because he's running to someone better, that the ancients thought this way, philosophy thinks this way. Buddhism, for example, is just an example of a modern religion that thinks this way, that you suppress desire. That's how you deal with temptation. You just kind of push it down. When in actuality, what you see is that long-term self-control comes from heart power instead of willpower. That Joseph just has something that he loves more than what he's offered in sexual temptation. He's running to God, and that gives him the courage and the authority and the will that he needs because he loves God more. He says, listen, this would be a sin against God. I can't do this. And just in case, you know, you kind of think, well, that leads to an automatic reward and God's going to give him, you know, all these opportunities because of that. What you find is that Joseph is falsely accused of rape and put in prison. And I think there are a lot of us that initially, in the immediate at times, when we obey God, things don't automatically get better. It's not a ticket to, you know, kind of an easy street kind of life when you obey. A lot of times people, as a matter of fact, just the opposite. When people obey initially, things get worse before they get better. This is such real life that the Bible shows us. But in the end, what you do see is that Genesis 39:21 says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love. That no matter where Joseph goes, he finds that God is with him. And I don't know that there's anything that we can offer one another as believers more than the significant reality that God is with us. In the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, the good days and the bad days, the most important thing that you and I have is access to the creator of the universe. So I'm going to pray our way into that presence in my life today, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to do the same. So thanks once again for joining us today. Hope you come back and join us tomorrow. Father, as we look at our day today, some of the things, God, we know that are in front of us, maybe some meetings, maybe some business engagements, maybe some tasks to get done. Some of the things, God, that are going to come across our path in our day-to-day, we're not going to know about. We're not going to see coming. And there are going to be some highs. I'm sure there are going to be some lows. There'll be some things that are difficult. There'll be some mundane in there. God, I'm grateful that your word teaches us that you're with us in all of it. In the moments of adversity, like Joseph had, in moments of temptation, like Judah had, you are always with us. So God, today, I just want to say that I welcome your presence, into my own life personally, Lord, into the life of our church. I pray, God, that we will be on the watch for you. Thank you for the access that we have to you through your Son. Now you take the opportunity to pray and pray God's presence into your life today.